the book of Joshua and travel through it with expectations in Jesus' name. Father, help us to hear you speak to us again. Amen. From verse 1, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the name of the Lord that we serve the God of wonders. We serve the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. What are your imaginations? What are your askings? What are your questions? What are your fears? We serve a God who is more than able. Hallelujah. God called the children of Israel out of Egypt. They had been crying for many years. There was nothing that appeared to be happening. But one day the Lord found a man called Moses that he could use to do the job. And God did the job and brought them out. And now they've been through the wilderness for 40 years. And they can see the inheritance ahead of them. And there is the Jordan there. There is the Jericho. All the J's. But we thank God that there is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said to Joshua, in the days of Moses, I asked Moses what was in his hand. And with what I found in the hand of Moses, I did a wonder. But in these your days, I don't want to just do the wonders through you alone. I want to do it through the whole congregation. Amen. I want to use every vessel. I want them to enter into their priesthood and into their kingship. He says, when the priests will put their feet into water, you can imagine the priest say, this Jordan, I can. But thank God that in the house we have priests who are able to put their feet into the water and get wet. He said, when the priests put their feet into the water, and the ark of the covenant goes before them, let the people follow. But before you do that, consecrate yourself. Colossians chapter 3, 15 to 17. And then chapter 4. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, 15 to 17. And then we go to chapter 4. I read from verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with praise in your hearts to the Lord. Choir, thank you for organizing this celebration. Let's appreciate the choir. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for taking the initiative. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Chapter 4. I read from verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. The inspiration the Lord dropped in my heart is how prayer and thanksgiving are interwoven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Why? Because God hears prayers. Because God answers prayers. Because God deserves the things that come from the fruits of prayer. Hallelujah. But the fact is that we have to pray. If God says consecrate yourself, it's because connection and education won't do the job that God wants to do. If connection and education can do it, God will say be educated and get connected. But there are some things, some mysteries in the kingdom that education and connection will not do. It has to come by consecration. And I pray that this consecration will go a long way for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And so in Colossians chapter 2, God, 4, God says, continue in prayer. Yes, they are coming out of a fast, but don't stop praying. Have a prayerful heart and let your prayer, your heart of prayer be filled with thanksgiving, because God will not stop doing what he has promised. What he shook your hand for, it will surely come into your hand. In the name of Jesus, what God acknowledged your presence for, God will also make sure that you become a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We're still going back to Joshua. Let's just look at the scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Has anybody found it? Let's share the reading. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Now thanks be unto God, who always, not sometimes, not here and then, not yesterday and not tomorrow, always. You must know that there is a victory for you always. If God takes you through it, it's because there is a victory to you, for you. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us. God will be the one to catalyze your triumph. He will be the one to manufacture the triumph. He will be the one to perfect the wonders. He will be the one to make sure that your prayer does not become a reproach. And Paul says, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge. That's how you know that you are in the will of God. You are walking with God because it causes us to triumph. If sometimes it appears as if nothing is happening, sometimes it appears as if the enemy is winning, sometimes it appears as if we don't even know what we are doing. But if God has spoken, we are better off behind him. Say to yourself, I'm better off behind God. I am better off behind God. I have no victory if I miss the mark. I am better off behind God. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Joshua chapter 3. And see how the God of heaven helped the children of Israel to apportion to themselves the victory that came through their consecration. Joshua chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 9 of Joshua chapter 3. Can we have a mic so that it can be recorded, please? It makes the recording to break. Amen. Thank you. Okay, let me read, please. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. The call is not unto man. The call is for us to come and hear the word of the Lord your God. If he's your God, you will respond. If he's not your God, you don't have to. If it's not your God, you don't have a reason to be part of it. But if he's your God, you will respond. Hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that it will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. When God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, there were three promises in the covenant that God gave to Abraham. He gave him the covenant of the land. He gave him the covenant of people. And he gave him the covenant of the promise that through him other nations will be blessed. And the land was the first thing that God had to walk out after bringing his people out of Egypt. For them to become a people, they needed to have a land of identity. But there were people already in the land they were occupying, they were to occupy. And Joshua said to them, you will know that the living God is among you as he drives out all the people who are occupying your inheritance. Because you can't do it in your strength. Because you don't have the army to fight them. Because you don't even have a land to remain. You have to see God drive them out. Otherwise, you may be a people, but you'll be without land. But God wants to give you both the land, the people, and the promise. And did God fulfill his work? He did. He fulfilled his word. He said to them in verse 11, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes before you into Jordan. The covenant, the ark of the covenant is the same as the Holy Spirit that we have. They had to physically carry the ark of the covenant. He was not just showing them the way. The ark was also making the way. Amen. That's why Joshua said to them, stay behind. You haven't passed this way before. You need to be behind. We have to be behind the Holy Spirit. He has to be the one leading. He has to be the one making the way. The ark of the covenant was before them, not just to show them the way, but also to make the way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our God. To his hands. Oh yes, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Thank you. The Ark of the Covenant was not just showing them the way, it was making the way. Even though the priests had to put their feet in the waters, the Ark had to be going ahead of them. He knew where the rocks were. The Ark of the Covenant knew where the depths of the sea was. Where, even though Jordan was overflowing the bank, the Ark of the Covenant could navigate the way for the people of God. May the Lord make a way for you. May the Lord remember you. And may you learn to be behind the Ark of the Covenant, behind the Spirit of the living God. There are things that want to push us ahead of God. Pressures that want to help us, to help make us to actually say, God, you are too slow. Well, you didn't do it in January, February, March. All summer is gone. Now it's getting cold. God, can I help myself? Can you get out of the way and just let me do it my own way? Say, I'm better off behind the ark. You are better off. That's what the Bible says. He is the God of all peace. The peace you need to be able to stay behind him. May the Lord grant you in Jesus' name. Amen. So a covenant is something that we do with God to show that we belong to God. But consecration is what we do to allow God to walk in us. To walk in us. For God to walk in you, because he cannot behold uncleanliness. God is too holy to behold iniquity. So the Bible says, let everyone walk out his salvation with fear and with trembling. That process of walking out your salvation is consecration. Where you listen to God. Lord, which foot should I put forward? Which word should I say? When should I be silent? Who should I help? Who should I go after? That is consecration. And you are following him every step of the way. May the Lord lead us. even as we go with him into this last quarter of 2018. In the name of Jesus. May the awesome wonders he has promised in the year 2018, may them not elude any one of us. Even as we thank him for the ones he has done, may his power activate the remaining wonders of 2018. In the name of Jesus. And may we be people that are found consecrated unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I read Joshua chapter 3. I'll continue. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bore the ark, as they that bore the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of water, for Jordan was overflowing all his banks, all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap far from the city Adam, that which is beside Zeretan, and those which came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, they failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. You know, Jordan is not a small river. It's a very long river. The Bible says everywhere was overflowing. Wherever you thought you could take shortcut was overflowing. And that was it was important, imperative, that they follow the Ark of the Covenant. Because not only was the Ark going to take them from where they were, it was going to take them to the entrance of Jericho. Hello. It was going to take them to the entrance of Jericho. Because the river is so great, they may decide to take where the water tide is low, but they may not get to Jericho. Or they may delay their getting to Jericho. They may decide to take the place they think is right and miss their direction. But the Bible says, verse 16, the people passed over right against Jericho. Has anybody got another translation of that phrase in verse 16? Of Joshua chapter 3. The last phrase. And the people passed over. What does this say in other translations?
They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
Yes. Verse
16. Yes. From verse 16. So the water above that point began backing up a great distance.
Backing up! Let the waters back up! Let the waters causing you pain back up. Because you are consecrated. Even nature will respect your consecration.
Amen.
Because you are not going in your own strength. Hallelujah. Even the fire will back off in the name of Jesus. Please go on. Yes, please.
The water above that point began backing up at a great distance away at a town called Adam, which
yes.
is near Zarethan.
Hmm.
And the water below that point flowed onto the Dead Sea
until
the riverbed was dry.
Hallelujah.
Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho.
They had to be near Jericho. There is a destination for you in the year 2018. Thank you. There is an allocation of a place you need to arrive at. There is a place of honor you need to get to. There is a place of favor you have to get to. It does not matter the waters that are surrounding you. They must back off. They must back off. If you are consecrated, the same respect that nature gives to God, it must give to you. If you have taken on the nature of God, if you accept the divine nature to be the one at work in you, when you begin to move towards your inheritance, waters must back off. Dry land must be made for you so that you can get to the place where God intended for you. Maybe the waters are threatening to drown you. Take the word of God in Joshua chapter 3 and command them to back off. Sickness, back off! Poverty, back off.
Amen.
Marital distress, back off.
Amen.
Children in rebellion, back off.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says the waters backed off. There was instruction. As they gave the Ark of the Covenant respect, as they gave the gap that God said, let there be gap between you and the Ark of the Covenant. the waters had to back off because they had obeyed God, because they had kept a distance between them and the Ark of the Covenant. So wherever the Ark of Covenant was going, they had a right to follow, and waters could not deny them that access. I pray that your obedience, God will honor in Jesus' name. I pray that rebellion will not make you to miss the inheritance that God has for you. They had to land near Jordan. Chapter 4 says, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye this, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Even that night, God had prepared a place for them because they followed God. Even that day, they were to take memorial stones. I'm believing God that this consecration, you will have stones of memorial to take in the name of Jesus Christ. We as a church will have a stone of memorial to take in the name of Jesus Christ. Even before we started the fast, the leaders know we were going through some stormy waters. There was a lot of issue going on. But you know what? By the end of the fast, everything calmed down. Back off. Somebody say back off. Rise up to your feet. We ought to pray. God didn't save us as Christians to make us statues. He saved us to make us soldiers. Hallelujah. The challenge is that, do we know when it's time to fight and who we should be fighting? The very first fight you need to fight as a Christian is the fight against your own self, your will. Your will that wants to go ahead of God. Your will that wants to say the instructions of God are meaningless. Your will that wants to suggest to you, why should you obey the last instruction? That's the first battle you need to fight. And it's not easy, because your flesh is so used to you obeying it. When your flesh says eat, you just eat. When it says sleep, you just sleep. When it says fornicate, you just fornicate. Drink alcohol, you don't even think about it. Abuse that person, you don't even hesitate. There's nothing holding you back. And all of a sudden, you receive the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that has been imparted into you to guide you on your way, to not just show you the way, but to make the way for you. And the Holy Spirit begins to give instructions about how you're going to cross. And you say, can't you see how BC is crossing? I want to cross like BC. Did you not see what Toby did? That's the one I want to do. Were you not there when Tokpe did his own? I want to follow Tokpe. Oh, were you not there when Favor was? That's the one I like. The Holy Spirit, just wait. Let me follow them. My Savior knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. My Savior knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Do you know that the woman with the issue of the blood, there was a law against her that she was not allowed in the congregation of people? Any woman going through that sick type of sickness must never come out. The law was standing against her. But because she wanted to follow Jesus, the crowd backed off. I'm looking for people that are going to stand behind the covenant, and they will see trouble back off in the name of Jesus. Somebody say back off. For you things to back off, problems to back off, you must be following someone. And that person is Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The The Bible says that when the mountains, they melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. The mountains, they melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. That's what makes Thanksgiving sweet. I shared with us, on the 12th of December, I was sleeping. I woke up from a dream. I don't remember the full dream, but I remember that a hand was stretched towards me, and I just raised my head from my pillow, and I stretched my hand to collect what was being put in my hand. And I said, God, you have done something. I don't know what it is, but Lord, I know that I positioned myself to be able to receive. May you position yourself to be able to receive from the Lord. May we begin to receive instructions that we ourselves, you know, there are some involuntary movements that, you know, I just felt led. Do you know, I just felt led. I pray that we begin to be feeling led to do something and not be led by the flesh, but led by the Spirit. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We grow to become sons that God can lead. I want you to ask God to help you today. Let's talk about this consecration. Do you feel consecrated or desecrated? You can ask God for forgiveness if your heart has been far from God. If you have become a God to yourself, you can't receive instructions again. You make your rules. You follow your own rules. This journey, it may not be for you. I pray that you will align yourself in the name of Jesus. Will you ask God to give you that grace to follow? Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace. It takes grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Oh, give me grace to. I want to follow. Hallelujah. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing this because God wants to move us from that place of my place into his place. Amen. Missy was preparing for his program. I was asking him, how is it going? His mom is okay. And the Lord said to me, pray with him 7 p.m. for 7 days. And I said, Missy, God, we're going to do this. I said, Mom, you know, I need to send emails, you know, all this. I said, God said, pray, 7 o'clock. So we did the first day. And as at that time, I think he had about 60 tickets unsold. And he didn't tell me. He was sure that the event was going to be sold out. So 7 o'clock, I said, let's pray. We prayed. The Lord helped us. I thank God for his obedience. By the time it was 9 o'clock, the seats were sold out. So he puts it on Instagram. Mommy said, let us pray at 7 o'clock. 9 o'clock, all are sold out. I said, that's what it does when you obey God. Amen. By strength shall no man prevail. May the Lord help us to follow. Amen. Give me grace. Oh, abundant grace. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, give me grace. Oh, yes, abundant grace to follow, Lord. Lord, help us by your Spirit. Lord, we know we need to follow you. Help our men, help the women. Help the singles, the youths, and the children. Even as we travel through life. Help us, oh God, to experience your leading, to receive instructions. Lord, not to be rebellious, not to be obstinate, not to be indifferent, not to be arrogant. Lord, not to be selfish, but Lord, the grace to follow you. Lord, where we have not been following, Jehovah, have mercy on us. We want to enter into the months of wonders. We want to see the weeks of wonders. We want to see the days of wonders. Lord, help us to follow you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For me, I have 6 prayers. We're just going to pray quickly with a heart that is ready to follow God. The first prayer is to bless God for every level of blessing, opportunities, and upliftment that you have received. That you know it's God. If God did not do it, I couldn't get it. You know that this was only the hand of God that lifted me. It was only the God of heaven who raised my head. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. If it's not been because of my strength, God, you did this for me. God, you perfected this for me. I thank you for this blessing. I thank you, oh God, for the honor. Not even concerning my wedding, I thank you, Lord, for keeping me in it. Of myself, I'd wanted to pull myself out. But Lord, I would have missed the wonders that are ahead. I want to thank you. I thank you for my health. I thank you, Jesus, that there were things I could have eaten that could have caused me problems, but you did not allow me to take them. Lord, I am grateful for protection. There were journeys I wanted to make that you stopped me from going because you knew the dangers that were ahead. We were coming from London yesterday. There was a car on fire in front of us. It could have been our coach. We could see the fire burning, but we had to wait because the Ark of the Covenant had gone ahead of us. There were some places you thought the Lord delayed you. The traffic light delayed you. Yes, the Holy Spirit delayed you because of the danger that was ahead of you. You don't even know the drivers that overtook you only to go and have an accident. And you are angry that someone overtook you. You don't know the danger they have gone into. I want you to thank God. Every blessing that you have received of the Lord, God, we thank you. Our men have received blessings. Our women have received blessings. Our singles have received blessings. Our children have received blessings. Lord, the assembly in North Oxford has been blessed. The one in Swindon has been blessed. The assembly in Cowley has been blessed. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of the womb, the blessings of our hands, the blessings of our mind. Lord, the blessings of our tongue, the blessings of our feet. Where you have allowed us to walk into and honor was waiting for us. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You want to thank God for every level of encounter that God has granted you in this year. You've encountered God in many ways, in dreams, in visions. Please don't take dreams for granted. They are spiritual navigators through the ways of life. If you are sleeping and you are not dreaming, ask God. Your body can rest, but your spirit can still be active. Actually, God will want to raise people in the house whom he can reveal things to. Have you encountered him in his word? You read something and the Lord ignited it as fire in your spirit. I want you to thank God for every level of spiritual encounter. If you are not growing in the spirit, ask the Lord. Lord, move me forward spiritually. Help me not to be a stagnant Christian. Lord, the Bible says I should covet all gifts. Are you coveting the gift of apostleship? Are you coveting the gift of prophecy? Are you coveting the gift of the evangelist? The gift of the pastor? The gift of the teacher? There cannot be too many pastors in the city. There can never be too many teachers in a church. There can never be too many evangelists. There can never be too many apostles. There can never be too many prophets. The Bible says, covet all. Have you had an encounter where you ask the Lord to give you his spiritual gifts? The Bible says the Holy Spirit gives severally as he wills. Lord, I thank you for the encounter in your word, the encounter in your house, the encounter in the place of prayer, the encounter in the place of fasting. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to thank God for undeserved grace that we have enjoyed, for the privileges that God brought to us, wrapped in his love. Hallelujah. the privileges. Amen. Amen. We were late yesterday, and one of us went to the shop and bought something. I kept thinking about it. And she said, no, I want to give someone as a pleasant surprise. I hope it's coming to me. Oh, God. And I know that in this house, we love to give gifts. Undeserved grace. I want you to thank God for his grace. The grace to wake up and move your hands and just move your feet. Open your eyes and your eyes are still seeing. Undeserved grace. Thank God for undeserved grace. Thank God for undeserved grace. You are saying to your children, go and do this, and they're obedient. Don't take it for granted. There are some parents that are grieving in their hearts because their children have proposed that they will not obey them. Don't take it for granted. That you are being called daddy and mommy, it is a privilege. Don't take it for granted. That someone will say, I want to marry you. Don't take it for granted. I want you to thank God for undeserved grace. That you are married and you are staying married. It is an undeserved grace. The enemy has been contesting from your marriage, even from the day you decided you want to get married. But grace kept you, and grace will keep keeping you, and grace will honor God in your life. Undeserved grace. You have planned a lot of activities in the year 2018, and God helped you to fulfill it. You wanted to go to Germany. You wanted to, some of us went to Dubai. Amen. Some of us, you wanted to go to America. Some of us, we went to Africa for the first time. Undeserved grace. Do you know that someone was sharing a testimony and said the aircraft they boarded, it cracked. But it was a good thing it was while it was still on the ground. The pilot wanted to move and the plane cracked and they just evacuated them. Is God not good? Is that not undeserved grace? Did any one of them pay God? They paid the airline to travel, but God preserved. I want you to thank God every time you're on the journey. There are some roads. Actually, I make it a point of contact, a point in my life. When I'm driving through A420, I say, God, I thank you for preserving me on A420. When I get to A34, Lord, I thank you that A34 has been serving me and my blood has not been used as a sacrifice on this road. Every road, I'm praying because I know that there are demons that are looking for blood. But because God is before me, they back off. Because God has been before you, they back off. I want you to thank God for undeserved grace, for his protection. And we don't take it for granted that you leave house in the morning and come back in the evening. I want you to thank God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to just thank God for not giving up on us, even in our worst times. Even in our worst seasons, God never gives up on his own. Even when I didn't live up to his expectations, he did not give up on me. I just want to ask God for mercy for us as a church, for not giving up on us, for encouraging us to move on in the righteous side, that God will make a way of consecration. It's because he has wonders to do. It's because he has miracles to perform. It's because he has not finished his work, but he started it. And he who started the good work, he is faithful to complete it. In the name of Jesus. That God is calling us to consecration and not to condemnation. He deserves our praise. He deserves our praise. In the name of Jesus. Let's commit ourselves to God. Even as we go to his table, that God let this bread and this wine do a work of sanctification in me. I'll let it do a work of salvation. Depending on where you are, Lord, as I go to your table today, let your word, the bread and the wine, your body and your blood, let it do a work in me. That is the fifth prayer. Lord, let it do a work in me. Let it activate something in my spirit, man. Let it position me behind your spirit. That, Lord, every problem will back off in the name of Jesus. Let it put a mark upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We're going to rise up to pray the sixth prayer. that God, as I seek you in this season, let testimonies abound. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to see your response to every prayer. Help me to understand your working out of things. For right now, God is working it out, working it out. Right now, God is working it out, working it out. My God is working it out right now, right now, right now.
I say
right now, God is working it out, working it out.
I say
right now, God is working it out, is working it out. My God is working it out right now, right now, right now.
As we seek the face of the Lord this season, let there be a working out of wonders.
Amen.
As we position ourselves behind the Holy Spirit, let the waters of life back off.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, as we seek his face to lead us, let there be a working out of wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God who took the children of Israel to the borders of Jericho, let him position us, oh God, at the place where he has allocated to us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there's anyone that has drifted away, if there's anyone whose heart has been drawn back, Lord, we are not of those that draw back unto perdition. By your mercy, call us back.
Amen.
Into alignment with your spirit. I pray that you, for the young marriages, Lord, they will not be drawn away from the place of love into the place of divorce. Even the older marriages, Lord, our hearts will not be drawn away from the covenants that we made. Lord, but our hearts will be knitted together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for every department in this house, oh God, that as we seek you, increase will come.
Amen.
By your mercy, you will send laborers into your house.
Amen.
Lord, Cowley has given birth to Swindon and to North Oxford. God of heaven, let Cowley be pregnant again.
Amen.
With new sons and daughters.
Amen.
Lord, let Cowley be pregnant again.
Amen.
By your mercy, what we see as empty seats, let them be wombs for people.
Amen.
Let them be wombs for people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we just position ourselves to receive the souls that you are bringing in.
Amen.
Even as we go out and as we come in.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.